We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Thank you for joining us on this eighth day of joy. Our title today is The Witness of Joy. David Jeremiah once said, "When our lives are filled with peace, faith, and joy, people will want to know what we have." Our text today comes from Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3. "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.'" Psalm 126 was written after God's people were delivered from 70 years of Babylonian captivity around 516 BC. God's people were finally free and back in Jerusalem. As you can see in verse 1, this is the moment they had anticipated for seven decades. What is an instinctive response for someone who has finally been set free? Laughter and shouts of joy. Joy is the natural response of someone who has been redeemed. The presence of joy in the life of a believer who has been set free is a powerful witness. Notice the response of the lost world who witnessed God's people rejoicing. They said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." Surrounding nations witnessed the joy of freedom and knew to give God the glory. John Phillips writes the following, "The world is waiting to see something extraordinary take place among the people of God. Of all people on earth, we have something to sing about. We have been saved. What happy, joyful people we should be." Charles Dickens had the right idea. You see that sour old miser Ebenezer Scrooge hopping and skipping around his bedroom on Christmas morning, and you know that something has happened to him. You see him flinging open his window and whooping like a schoolboy to a passing youngster, ordering the biggest turkey in town to be sent to poor Bob Cratchit. He went to bed miserable, but he woke up with joy bells ringing in his soul. That is the evidence of conversion. That is what the world is waiting to see. After God's people see the world's response to their joy, they proclaim, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad." Joy is a powerful witness that leads to a renewed focus on all that God has done, which leads to even more joy. So joy is the key to a mighty progression of praise. You respond to what God has done with shouts of praise. The world sees your response and acknowledges that God is at work. The difference your joy makes spurs you to even greater joy. Wow! Jesus brings joy that has the potential to completely transform your life. Now, some may think, well, I would respond that way too if I had just been set free from 70 years of imprisonment. Well, hasn't God done even more for us as New Testament believers? John Phillips provides these profound thoughts. Now, let us move from the Old Testament into the New Testament. Consider the regenerating, baptizing, indwelling, securing, filling, and anointing ministries of the Holy Spirit. Consider the five times repeated "much more" of Romans 5. Consider the new and better sacrifice, the new and better sanctuary, the new and better security, which form the backbone of our faith as expounded in the Epistle of the Hebrews. Consider also the better priest, the better promises, and the better prospects which run through that book. Consider what it means for us to be children of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, seated with Him above all principalities and powers, and every name that is named not only in the world, but also in the world to come. Consider our position. We are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Consider our perfection. We are declared to be righteous, to be partakers of the divine nature. And consider our power. God says to us, "Submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." When you consider all that God has done, overwhelming joy is the natural response. Every believer has reason to rejoice. May your tongue be filled with joy as you consider daily the incredible benefits of a personal relationship with Jesus. I pray that your joy will be a powerful witness to the world around you. May the world's response to your joy give you even more reason to rejoice. Ponder these questions with me. Have you ever considered the powerful witness of joy? Does your joy serve as a good witness for Christ? Why or why not? How will the world know that God is at work if they don't see it in the lives of those who claim to be set free? Spend some time today considering all that God has done to spiritually set you free. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you that we have been set free and therefore we have joy. May we be a witness of joy today so that others may see you and what you've done in our lives. May we respond to you with shouts of joy. We love you, Jesus. Amen.